What's up, guys? I'm so excited to be back with you for another podcast. I'm so pumped up to announce that I have decided to gather all of my thoughts and be a grown-up and bring you a podcast a week no matter what happens. So on Mondays, I'm going to make sure and podcast. Now, of course, based on my rule, if I feel like more subjects need to be covered in a week than I have time, I'm going to pop a couple more in there. But I wanted to be consistent so that you guys could have a fresh start to every single week, that on Mondays, you are going to hear a new podcast that's going to help feed inspiration into your life, to help feed into your journey, and help give you actual tools for your day so that we can make the best week that you've ever lived. I'm so excited to share this podcast with you. We are going to talk about a subject that I think is absolutely hilarious and at the same time super valuable for you to be really introspective, like really think about who it is that you are, what you've been doing, where you're at, how to get out of the rut that you're in, and to show you kind of an outside look at your own journey. Now, Alex and I help coach a lot of people. Me, Jesse, Cody, we all team up and help so many people throughout the year. But what's funny is when we have breakthroughs in our own journey, because we're like, damn, I wish somebody could just look at the outside for me and give me that same kind of outside coach's eye view of like, hey, you missed this part, or hey, you missed that. So anyway, as usual, it's not going to be scripted. It's off the top of the dome. I'm like one of the old school, really cool freestyle rappers coming at you. So if I get a little distracted with my story, bear with me. I'm just doing this off the cuff to bring inspiration to you. So let's get started. Okay, I'm ready to talk about one of my favorite subjects that I've literally never covered ever. And that is what happens when a stranger shows up to your own house. And guess what? It's you. Okay, let's talk about it. So you may not think like, oh, this doesn't resonate with me right now, but let's talk about this. What happens when a stranger shows up? So let's put this in the perspective of dating. Okay, whether it's your lady, whether it's your man, whatever your preference, I don't care. We send a representative for the first 3 months. And we play it off like that representative is us. And she is not, okay? She is not jealous. She's not crazy. She doesn't have any outlandish behavior. She doesn't poop. She is everything that a man has ever wanted. She is funny. She doesn't mind guy time. She puts his priorities ahead of her own. She is the rep, okay, fam? I know if you are already laughing out loud, I know why. Because we've all sent the representative to do something for us. And that's why I think it's so funny when I meet you guys all across the planet and you go, oh my God, you're exactly the same. And I'm like, I fired the representative. I just fired her because you literally can't do this job faking it. You gotta be it all the way through because you're gonna catch me slipping if I send the representative all the time. So sending the representative is very costly. I'm going to tell you why here in a minute, but it's just funny to me. You know, in dating, you send the representative, she's perfect in every way. And then we get mad because then he always, before the breakup, after the breakup, during the breakup, is going to call you, not the representative, crazy. Let me talk about his defense or her defense. You are crazy because to this person, you've just Jekyll and Hyde'd. When in fact, it was two people. You sent the representative, then the goal-oriented person that needs him to pick it up, do some laundry, prioritize, et cetera, then you've got to come in and get him organized. Okay, you fire the rep. Now you're here to like, okay, now that you're here, we got to get this situation situated. And you start organizing everything. And then when stuff doesn't quite go your way, you're called crazy because this person thought he was dealing with one person. He didn't know the representative has come and gone. So in that person's defense, this is what we do. And I want to talk to you about the breakthrough I had this morning. And it's about strangers. And it made me be very self-reflective of my business, of my horses, of my training program, of my relationships, that the moment that I fired the representative, that's the moment I think I did a lot of growing. And I think that my staff and my best friends will tell you guys that, that the minute that a fake leader got fired and a real leader showed up, things started to shift. The minute that I didn't send a representative, I became the burn your bra, love me as I am girl. I'm willing to be alone girl. I'm doing this for me girl. You don't meet my standards girl. Things started to shift. Now, if I've lost you a little bit, let me relate this to horses. I just did a live in my coaching program for people that ride horses. It's horsebosses.com, where I teach you to be a boss in your own barn. And if you want to get in on that program, just visit me over there. And it's funny because I did a live, and as I was talking through it, I had so many breakthroughs. And my breakthrough was this. Our horses work different. If you don't know what I do, I'm a barrel racer, I'm a world champion, and I train my own horses. And a lot of problems that people have when they train horses, because I know a lot of you guys don't ride horses. When you train horses, the issue is, in private, everything goes right. In public, you get embarrassed. It's like having a small toddler sharing private information to a stranger. It's like, did you know mommy and daddy dot, dot, dot? And it's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? So that's what horse training is like. That's what having a kid, I'm sure, is like. And so in horse training, I figured out as I was coaching my bosses, I was like, listen, it's because a stranger shows up. At home, you're a confident leader. At home, you're a person that is excited to take on a challenge. You're dedicating that amount of time to go out there and really focus on the task at hand. You're bold, you're confident, you're going to try something, you're going to mimic what you're going to do in competition. Everything's going right. You got your mind in the right place, and boom, off to the races. Literally, everything goes smooth. Okay, we take that same competitor, and this could go across the board to any sport, and we take them to a new place, a new venue, with a new level of pressure, with a new crowd, with all sorts of new variables. And now you've got a person that was once a bright, confident leader. That's what their animal is used to, or what your teammates are used to, or what your spouse is used to, or what your children are used to. And now we have this under pressure, ticking time bomb, scared, nervous, insecure version of you pretending to be a leader. In this case, to your animal. This animal does not know who you are. So he doesn't know the task you're about to ask. So now this scared, insecure version of you is going into the fire. We've got to learn how to fire the representative so that every single time a stranger doesn't show up to these really hard situations, to the tough stuff. We don't need the representative. We need through and through genuine 100% you at your best. What did the representative represent in you? Was it that you were astute? You were smart? You're put together? You're whatever it is. Whatever that person represented, you've got to show up with those tools. You got to have them in the tool bag. You can't just say, no, I've got them. I've got them. They're in the car. No, no, boo. You got to have them over your shoulder, in your backpack. Let's do this. I've got brave, confident, and secure packed away right here. When do I need to use them? And I learned really quickly that in my own relationship, my relationship is not perfect. Me and my fiance, we're not perfect. And I am so grateful that I never, ever have to record a YouTube video or a podcast telling you that this entire thing was a sham, and then I sent the representative to record the podcast to tell y'all it was perfect. It's not perfect. It's amazing, but it ain't perfect, sis. It is not perfect. And we squabble and bicker and pick at each other. And I thought about it this morning when I was preaching, that the reason your horse doesn't work good under a lot of pressure is because a stranger is riding him. And I thought about, how does that relate to me and my fiance? Well, you know, he started dating the representative. She was a fitness bikini competitor focused on a standard for herself. And he is now engaged to a focused public speaker podcaster. The stranger showed up. So I need to figure out a way to get to know all dimensions of him, and he's got to figure out a way to get to know all dimensions of me. You know how boring couples are that have been together a long time? And they're just like, they're so boring. They are so boring. And they've told the same stories over and over. And when he starts to tell a story, she starts rolling her eyes like, you know, that's not the truth, Charles. Stop it. Okay. When I think the focus is lost, I think the coolest thing that we can get to do is start to reinvent ourselves and who we want to bring to the table and who the genuine us is and what tools we want in our backpack, and then allow and encourage the people around us to get to know us some more. Me and my best friends and my fiance have been telling stories they've never heard about me in my life because I'm changing for the better. I've told them, listen, if my ego gets out of whack, let me know. But that does not allow anyone to tell me how to run my standard. There's a big difference between standard and ego. Big difference. If your ego is telling you you're good enough just how you are, but your standard is slipping and you don't really love what you look like, you don't really love that you haven't made time for the gym, you don't really love that you haven't dedicated enough time to your passion, you don't really love that you haven't given yourself the opportunity, then you're just a sham. And the person loving you isn't getting to love you. There's a stranger there. There is a stranger there. I get to hear it every day from your DMs. Your DMs mean the world to me. When you see me in public and I get a hug from you in Target and you tell me that this somehow benefited your life some way, I am elated. Don't you dare walk by me and then send me a tweet and go, I just saw you, I think. Pull me over, hug my neck. Let's talk about it. I'm so proud of you and your progress. I can't wait to get your DM of what you figured out and who the stranger is. Did your significant other date or marry or get engaged to someone that was passionate about their side hustle, about making money, about doing all these things, and now she's not there anymore? And now you're wondering why he's not treating you the same? You're not the same. On the flip side of that, when you start growing beyond the people that are around you, and they start saying you've changed, and you say anything different than thank you, I've been trying, you have got to focus on the changes, on what is happening, because it's a new opportunity for allow people to get to know you. Because when they get to know a different part of you, there's layers. We don't get bored with layers. What's the next thing? What's this person going to do now? Just when I thought you were done, you got so interesting. I love it when my fiance looks at me and goes, God, that was really hot. I forgot how awesome you are at that. I'm talking about horses or business. Okay, folks, get your mind out of the gutter. But when he's like, wow, you really, he told me he was proud of me the other day. I thought I was going to start bawling. He tells me he's proud all the time. I changed into a new dimension of myself. I reached for a new level of myself I didn't know was there. I was like, I was asked, are you a public speaker? I said, no. My fiance and one of my best friends looked at me and was like, what are you doing? What is wrong? You literally talk all day. It's your favorite thing. What is wrong with you? And then I just decided in a moment's notice, I was going to be a public speaker, and I decided to give it a go. And we got in the car and my friend said, I'm so proud. I'm crying. Called home. I'm so proud of you. I'm crying. I can't take it all in. My fiance said, I'm so proud of you. Ugh. That new layer. I never want you to get bored with me. I never want to keep telling you the same story. I want to grow and I want to give it back to you. And I want you to grow and I want you to give it back to me. And I want you to know, when you're growing and a stranger shows up, have a little empathy for your friends and family. When you change your standard and they say, what the hell's wrong with you? Why wasn't this good enough? Understand that strangers are scary. Stranger danger is what they're going to be thinking. I don't know you anymore. Give them the chance to get to know you. If they get to know you and don't like you, that's on them. But if given the chance to know you and the new you and the standard that you require for yourself and the people around you, girl, you've got the world by the tail now. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited to see what this does for you. I have got to know how this affected your day, your journey, your week. And I will see you again next week. I love you guys. Please hit me up in the DMs. If you want to be a part of our side hustle journey, make sure and go to thepassionprojectwithft.com. I'm going to give you a free 7-day trial to come in, see what we're doing, see what's cooking. Alex and I are doing a free webinar on Thursday night at 7 p.m. I'm so excited to help teach you guys. If you want to get in on that, make sure to go to my Insta story for a link. Super easy. I only have 200 seats, so they're filling up very quickly, and I don't know that I have any left, but it's worth a shot. You can go straight to the registration on the webinar, and I thought the URL was funny. It's theydontwantyoutowin.com. theydontwantyoutowin.com. So if you want to go there and get your seat for the webinar, just go check that out. I love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your day. And I hope that this served you so, so much in your journey. Hit me up in the DMs and tell me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.